page 6. Only news I read. It's not even on page 6, actually. It's like page 8.
It's up to 14 today.
Well, no, usually you go through the pages up until you get to page 6, and then you don't read the rest of the newspaper. So I think they moved it, like, to the back of the thing and still call it page 6, right? Yeah. All the news that's fit to print, the only stuff I'm going to read here. Page 6. Katie Couric. You guys know who Katie Couric. What's the name of her show? Katie Couric. Is it the Today Show? Yeah. Katie Couric has had enough of being everybody's favorite punching bag. There's a pun joke in there somewhere. The Today Show Queen Bee, whose manager has hired, she's shopping for a crisis manager. What kind of crisis is she having? Isn't this the gal?
She's having a crisis because she's being wooed by, I think it's ABC, to go to Good Morning America for mega, mega, mega money.
Okay, so there's a crisis in terms of her loyalties? Is that the issue?
Yeah, and there's a crisis in terms, they paid her a lot of money to stay, and Matt Lauer and the other people on the show are pretty upset about it.
Okay, so this is on the level of Letterman and Leno and so
yeah,
forth.
Yeah, it's actually beyond that level.
Why is it on beyond that level? Is she really a star? Is she like that big?
Yeah.
I know she's popular, but is she on the level of Christiane Amanpour or, you know, whatever?
Oh, yeah. She's probably pulling down
a lot.
Maybe 20 million a year.
Is she the gal who's married to the trumpet player Chris Botti? Who is that?
I don't know.
No, I think that's her husband. Her
husband passed away.
Yeah, husband passed away.
I'm thinking of somebody else on television. But they hired somebody here from Something Communications to handle all of her personal inquiries and help her with charity endeavors. What does that mean?
Well, I love that she hired somebody from Freud Communications.
Freud Communications. That's right. Maybe there's a little slip there. And what do you think it means when they talk about it's going to help her with charity interest? Do you like position yourself and you pick an appropriate charity and to get into a certain channel or a certain neighborhood? What's up with that?
I don't know. Maybe it just obscures the fact that she's hiring them to help with her personal inquiries.
When did charity become a promotional aspect here?
Oh, boy. Well, she does, you know, her husband passed away from colon cancer at a very young age, and so she does a lot of stuff for them.
Yeah, but colon cancer isn't going to be as popular as other charities, right? You have, for example, you have a red badge for AIDS.
Yeah,
what are you going to have for colon cancer, a brown one?
You didn't really just say that
I
on
did,
the air, did
and
you?
I'm serious, because most charity has a political bias to it. You know, there are a lot more kids dying out there around the world from infant diarrhea than will ever die from AIDS in the next 3 years. In one space of 1 year. How come we're not wearing little brown ribbons, Robin?
I don't know. Her husband didn't die of that.
No,
Katie actually had a colonoscopy on the air.
Oh. You're kidding. And there was a camera up there?
Mm-hmm.
They put a camera.
I don't know
up
if
her.
They broke for spots in the middle of it.
No, because I.
But. I didn't see it.
They filmed it from outside because on G4, the television show that does with all the gaming shows and everything like this, they had a thing where they hired a doctor. And the kid went behind the screen. No, this is just typical, Xbox show, whatever, it's G4. And they called it a colon cam. I would watch this if it was Paris Hilton, but I don't know about Katie Couric. They filmed from outside. They didn't actually put a camera up in there, right?
I bet they did, because they do that. They're, you know, it is a camera.
So
you could see somebody's colonoscopy. You're just seeing the inside of the colon.
So what is the impulse here that if you love me, you love my poetry, you love my work, then you're going to love my pancreas?
Well, I think that, you know, her motivation was to get people to go out and do this, to have a colonoscopy.
Okay, well, that's a reasonable issue here. How about Ricky Martin coming from page 6 here? Ricky Martin wants you to turn up the music. This is perfect for this. Is that Ricky in the background? That sounds like it. Brian Young on the guitar. You're probably not going to want to play after you hear this item. Ricky Martin wants you to know that he can enjoy what most people regard as a deviant sexual thrill in the shower. Well, that ain't exactly headlines, is it? Okay, the deviant thrill in the shower. The singer, let's see here. He wants you to know that he can have a deviant sexual thrill in the shower and be a humanitarian activist at the same time. Okay, so he's picking his charities as well. The singer's children's rights charity, the Ricky Martin Foundation, has been under fire since Martin recently gave a racy interview about his sex life to Blender Magazine. In it, he talked about how much he enjoyed an activity that repulses most people of every sexual orientation and can't be discussed in a family newspaper. What do you think it is, Robin?
I've been puzzled over this all morning. I can't imagine what it is.
I'm going to need a copy of Grey's Anatomy to get through page six now, because yesterday we discussed the up-and-coming young starlet who had a sexual practice that allowed her to maintain her virginity up until the fella that she just got married to.
I thought about something last night.
I'll bet you did.
Is this why
while I was
a rope
track slapping? No, it what you just said about the starlet yesterday, it said her current husband. So there's another clue. Because current implies there was a former. So the starlet now has been married before.
Okay, that narrows it down to 14.
Yeah. Really, thanks for the help, Robin.
So do you think, I think I know what he's talking about in here. Why would he even talk about that in a magazine? Is he looking for some, is he trawling? That's what I call it. When you go talking about lesbians in a men's magazine, you're trawling. You're hoping one comes up to you backstage and goes, I read your article. I shave too.
Well, he had some amazing pictures in a magazine. I don't know if it was Blender, where he was in this little Speedo. Did you see it? It's at the bottom of this article, but I saw the pictures.
No.
Couldn't be gayer.
Okay.
Couldn't be gayer. He's with a trainer, and not that there's anything wrong with that. God bless. I mean it. I'm not putting him down, but for some, it was just such incredible pictures where his leg is like up on this guy's shoulder, and they're on a beach, and people are taking pictures.
The mind fairly reels.
The mind fairly reels.
So now that we know these things, can we go now go back and listen to La Vida Loca and look for clues? Really? Can we go back and listen to She Bangs and see for clues like this? Because we discussed this yesterday. It's like when the fella from
Judas Priest,
the heavy metal album band. Remember, he wore all the leather on the stage and everything. And they were busted years ago for peddling devil messages. Little did they know what kind of messages were really sublimated in there. And now that Rob, the singer, has come out as gay, he's very open about that. We're not, spilling anybody's beans who didn't want them spilt. Now it's fun to go back and listen to all those records and see if you can detect any kind of clues. You know, I said before, breaking the law, which law?
Yep.
Ricky, he's feeling expansive. Does he live in New York City or does he live in Miami?
I think he's Miami.
And he was Menudo, right? Is he still making records at this point in time, or is he just sort of spending what he already made?
I think he made a fortune, and now he's doing charitable stuff. But I think he probably still tours and makes a bunch on, doing concerts.
I haven't heard of him touring recently. I wonder what that audience is going to be like.
Him.
Ladies still love him? Well, that's because you feel safer.
He's a good-looking guy, and I think he still pulls in quite an audience.
There's no date rape in the future there. You go there, Jay-Z and Sean Diddy Combs. I'm going to shorten my name. What do you think?
What are you going to do?
Well, originally I was David Lee Roth, okay? And then I became Diamond Dave, which was, the rock version there. And then I became Diamond. And I'm David Lee now, and I'm thinking about D-Row.
Have you ever been Double D?
Knock it off, Robin. Roth Radio, it's D-Row. Yo, shout out Short Distance, New York to Philly, Dallas, Boston, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, West Palm Beach. We're going to go back to the animals here. Tony the Tiger is in the crosshairs of a lawsuit. Anti-junk food groups are suing Kellogg and Nickelodeon. Whoa. For $2 billion to block Tony the Tiger and SpongeBob SquarePants from pitching sugary cereals to kid viewers. Did you grow up on that kind of cereal?
Sure, I did.
Made me what I am today. Psychotic, hyperactive.
Sent me to a gym for 4 years.
Wow. The Center for Science and the Public Interest will seek $25 for each time a child 8 years or older sees a commercial about nutritionally poor snacks and food. I have no problem with junk food. I love junk food, but don't try and turn a candy bar into breakfast.
Yeah, and you're not 8 years old. You're not getting it's going to affect kids differently.
Well, kids aren't buying it because of just the taste. They're buying it also because of the characters.
Right.
You know, you've got Rockets to the Moon, Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, you know, whatever.
Remember Joe Camel doing cigarettes, and then they started flavoring them with, like, vanilla twist cigarettes, and you're going to tell me you're not selling those to kids?
Of course. So I'm going to hold with this one. You can give us a call about this. You've got a food item here. Tony the Tiger is in a lawsuit, and the attack is based on a new Massachusetts law that would protect children from product harm. Now I got an issue here, because it's like Budweiser. It's like a Three Musketeers bar. It's like chewing gum. You know, no, don't try and turn that into lunch or breakfast, but don't outlaw it. Come on, there's a place for that. You know, there's a place for Three Musketeers, a six-pack of Budweiser, and some chewing gum. That's the beginning of a weekend. Only thing missing is the chicks and the pretzels.
On the upside, though, Tony the Tiger's now available to do Lipitor commercials.
I don't know where this is going to go. What happened to Big Tobacco when they got sued for causing cancer or whatever? Did that ever go anywhere? I don't know that it did.
It's always going on, but obviously they got it out of print and they got it out of, off TV. And
what about SpongeBob SquarePants? What is he selling? Isn't that a cartoon?
Yeah.
Do you know SpongeBob SquarePants Animal? Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
And what is it? What are they selling? Is that a? SpongeBob is a cereal now.
It's a cereal now, and it's also a cartoon, and it's a household item now.
Okay, what kind of breakfast do you eat? Did you grow up on these kind of breakfast cereals?
No, I didn't. No, I've had stuff called Kaboom.
What's Kaboom?
You don't want to know.
Yes, I do.
It's nasty corn flakes, man. And
Kaboom, what part of the country is that?
It's Covington County, Alabama. It was gave to us by the government. When you get your food stamps, it was only a certain kind of brand that you could get. And if you wanted cereal, you was going to get oatmeal, Kaboom, and some Mr. King or something like that.
What's Kaboom taste like? What is that made out of?
You figure it out. We all know. All I know, I didn't want to eat it.
So
it's
horrible. It's like cornflakes and granola or something.
It was really sweet. It was like too sweet for kids. I'm talking about, like, you could eat a bowl, man. You could run all day, man. Just keep your sugar way up, man.
Yeah, and then everybody winds up with type 2 whatever by the time they're...
diabetes.
By the time they're bar mitzvah age. Again, I don't know if you should outlaw it. Maybe this is the parents' issue more than the kids. Parents' weakness once the kid starts begging for this, right? Another health issue here. The city health department yesterday unveiled a new restaurant inspection website with points to show health violations. This is like a pita website for the pizza place, right?
Yeah. I love this. They do something in the LA Times once every 3 months or so, and it's one of my favorite articles because it'll list all the restaurants that had violations, but the violations themselves, my favorite one is N, violation N.
What is that?
The harboring of vermin.
How do you harbor vermin?
I guess by not cleaning up whatever they're eating, but the harboring of vermin.
Okay, and this is happening in New York City as well as everywhere else. There's nothing New Yorkers have in common more than a desire for good food, said the city's health commissioner. And a score below 27 is deemed safe. If the score's over 28, then the health department is called. When was the last time you ate in a place that you perceived would be like a health department violation?
Yeah, I don't do that. Do they do the thing in New York that they do it in L.A. where you have to have a letter on your... You know, they have to post an A or a B or a C down to F, but in California, every restaurant has to have one.
I don't know that anybody even knows what that means. What color is heightened alert, semi-heightened alert, upset, not too upset, terrified, and then there's the one where you become a terrorist yourself, just trying to assuage the anxiety here. Oh, here you go. Kaboom. Kaboom Clown. Yeah, that's the name of the cereal. Kaboom Clown General Mills. Kaboom. Kaboom is a clown. 1969, this was invented. His toasted oat cereal is multicolored and shaped like smiling little clown faces.
Yep, that's it.
And marshmallow stars.
That's the part I hated, the marshmallows, because when you get to the bottom of the bowl, it'd be all gummy in the back. But it actually was good for a kid, because it's just a big ball of sugar in the bottom of the bowl.
That's right. Kill Bill Volume 1 included a scene in which Vernita Green pulls a weapon out of a box of Kaboom cereal.
That's right.
All right. Well, this is the kind of stuff I was raised on. You know, Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, tricks are for kids, you know? That's where you learn all of your personal values, too. You learn that to have is the most important thing. Silly rabbit, tricks are for kids. John, he's on number 6, Roth Radio, 866-313-3733. He wants to blame somebody. John, you're on. Roth Radio.
Hey, Dero, how you doing?
Good.
Dero.
See how this spreads? I'm feeling good about this. Could be a good look for me. Yo, y'all, break with it. Go ahead, Fred.
No, I think they're putting the responsibility on the wrong individual. They're trying to sue or make a case for the children buying it, but eight-year-olds don't go to the store and buy cereal.
I'd rather blame it all on Leif Garrett, but go ahead.
But it is, to me, just another instance of how we as Americans are trying to put accountability off on kids or individuals rather than parents.
Yeah, pencils are responsible for all my mathematical mistakes. Is that what you mean?
That's right.
And by the way, this is D-Row Radio from now on, guys, so let's just get a square on this. Were you raised on that kind of cereal, John?
For the most part, yes.
And do you eat that kind of breakfast now?
No, not at all.
Because I would love to. I wish I could eat all the Trix and, you know, and the Sugar Pops and the Captain Crunch and everything. I'd eat that stuff for lunch if I could possibly do it.
I'd love to, too, but I'd probably end up vomiting.
No, I would probably end up pacing even faster than I pace here. And so you think it's the parents who need to be responsible for that? Because I would agree with that if you think.
Absolutely. I mean, I know they try to market these characters to children and everything, and, you know, hopefully the kids will beg mom and dad to buy it for them. But ultimately, it's the parents' responsibility to say no to their child.
Maybe what could possibly happen is if the companies got on the case, if they suddenly developed a sense of responsibility about this. You heard about the lady who discovered a finger in a bowl of Wendy's chili. Just enclose one of those little fingers in every occasional box of Kraft Captain Crunch, and you'll put those little skeeters right off that habit.
That works great.
Actually, as a 12-year-old boy, that you would be fascinated with that. That'd be all the reason I would need
they
to buy that.
They could probably sell a cereal that was all, you know, severed fingers.
I'm going to tell you a paramedic joke. You ready? Robin, how many of your fingers am I holding up?
Here, Dave, want to feel at home? Knock Here are the off. Gloves the guy left.
I'm going to have some cornflakes. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
David Lee Roth, mornings.
Roth Radio. It's D-Row, baby. I'm so glad you dropped by. I'm up here in my penthouse studio. So hip, baby. Make yourself at home, we did. 866-313-3733. Dial me, baby. You don't dial a cell phone, do you? You punch it.
Punch me up.
Punch me in, baby. We're talking about breakfast, whatever, parents in the food business. This is all the stuff that I was raised on here because Tony the Tiger is taking a beating and SpongeBob SquarePants is getting all he can handle out there. And are we now going to outlaw breakfast cereal but not soda pop? Soda pop is liquid candy. I'm all for it, especially if you mix it with a little uh-huh. But what, you're going to outlaw that so that the behavior changes? Are we going to outlaw breakfast cereal because the parents can't handle this? Give us a call, 866-313-3733. Should we be serving this kind of stuff in school? What do you think?
Oh, that's a really big thing. Aren't they doing McDonald's and soda and stuff like that? Did they have that when you were going to school? Because we sure didn't.
We had garbage food when I was going to school. We were eating cheeseburgers and fries and brownies and cake and, you know, Sara Lee kind
of
stuff.
Yeah, we had that too. But not this kind of stuff. And I think they're trying to get it out of school now.
It's a mechanized process now. And there are very few places, I see on the TV set, that there are very few places that actually promote a reasonable diet here. Animal, you had a food story about that one time, breakfast cereal story?
No, this is like, you know, like when I was in college, you know, like the biggest mistake you can ever do if you're a heavy eater is move off the yard, because now you got to like eat different. You got to, you know, fend for yourself.
When you were playing football, you mean?
Yeah. I come from a line of heavy eaters.
Yeah, all 6'5" of you.
Yeah. So, you know, one night, you know, me and my roommate, we had like $5 between the both of us. And he was like, Wild Man. I was called Wild Man in college, of course. But anyway, he'd say, Wild Man, we got two choices. We can, like, go over to Churches and get two number ones, or we could go to a Food World and get a gallon of milk and a box of cornflakes. What you want? I like, man, I want some meat, man. I don't know about you. He said, okay. So we went over and got the Church's chicken, and we added and everything. Then about 45 minutes, my roommate started pacing. just pacing. I'm like, what's wrong, Scooby? He's like, man, I'm hungry as a, you know what? You know, I can't say it on the radio. But I said, what's wrong? He said, man, we should have got a box of cornflakes, man, and some milk, because we at least we could have had about 4 or 5 bowls, man, and we could be full by now. Like, what we gonna do? I was like, I don't know, man. So, like, we'll just call up us a pizza and we'll just take it. I was like, okay, cool. So, okay, we called up the pizza place. I won't call the name, but anyway, we called up the pizza place, and sure enough, they delivered the pizza. You know, we put our little masks on and got our guns and stuff. You know, he knocked on the door. We run out the back and put the gun in his side. I hate to say it, but we did it. We was hungry, man. We put the gun in his side. Give me your pizza, boy. You gonna die. Man, he gave us the pizza and his money, man. I was like, whoa. So, you know, we're like, hey, that was kind of cool, man. You know, we're gonna do this like once a week now. We can at least eat once a week and stuff. So
wait a minute, who would think of robbing the pizza man at your own house?
Hey, we were stupid. Oh, they, young in college, man. We was hungry. When you're hungry, man, you take risks and chances.
Well, I'm gonna consider this a commercial for cereal versus fried chicken.
Did the cops come to your house?
Oh no, I lived in the projects. You call a cop, he might come the next day, you know.
But the pizza man, he delivers.
Yeah. And you know, and like we called him to our house again the following week. They said, well, man, we don't deliver to that house no more. We got robbed over there.
They don't even deliver to that neighborhood anymore.
That came on later because, like, we called them up and had them to deliver it to the apartment down the street.
And did the same thing?
And did the same thing. Off the mic. I swear on everything I love, dog. It happened.
Get off the microphone. All right. John, he wants to talk about parents' responsibilities. Don't worry if you show up at the door. We'll give you a bowl of cereal. John, you're on Roth Radio. Good to go.
Hey,
talk to D-Row, yo.
What's going on? Reason why I was calling, I have 5 kids. I'm a doctor, and I teach nutrition, and it's absolutely a parent's responsibility. My kids don't beg me because they saw a commercial what cereal to have, and I don't cave in and go, yeah, I got to get that for them. We buy healthy products for them, and they eat healthy, and they're not obese. I think it's ridiculous for a lot.
What do you consider a healthy breakfast for these kids?
A bowl of oatmeal with some honey and maybe some fruit in there. Light wheat, whole wheat English muffins with soy butter. And my kids have no problem with it. They just, you know, there's plenty of healthy products out there that you can substitute, and they still feel that they're getting something fulfilled in their body.
And these kids are running around a lot, and they're burning off whatever fats and salts and everything else that comes in what you just described, correct?
Absolutely. And, you know, when we were kids, I mean, I'm 40, and I grew up on the same cereals and nonsense, and our parents didn't really know. I mean, they had an idea, but the information out there is just absolutely ridiculous.
No, we grew up in a Betty Crocker, Pillsbury kind of existence here, and my favorite breakfast was served to me and my sisters all the way up through junior high school, which was a giant bowl of Trix or Captain Crunch with 3 extra spoonfuls of regular sugar. When brown sugar came out, that looked prettier, so we used 4 or 5 extra spoonfuls of like that. Mix the orange juice so it's real thick. Don't put as much water as it says on the side of the can. Remember when it showed up frozen like that? Then put extra sugar into that, get your toast, butter, sugar, and cinnamon, and then you have a window of opportunity for about the next 22 minutes when there's no homework you couldn't possibly achieve. Made me what I am today. And you're saying that now you see people reflexing and trying something different, or is that the standard? Is that still the standard? Go ahead.
Well, you forgot one thing. You forgot the strawberry quick to go along.
That was for lunch, wise guy. Anyway.
No, I think, I just, in general, too, because I teach at college, and I see students come to me, and the concepts, I mean, people know. They absolutely know. I mean, you take an apple and a Big Mac and put it in front of somebody and ask them which is healthier, they're going to know what it is. It's pure ignorance at this point in time. And to cave into advertising and subliminal messages or whatever's coming out there, it's just pure irresponsibility on the parents' part, my feeling.
Well, it also becomes an issue of awareness, because a lot of people aren't aware that when you buy whatever that salad is with the Paul Newman blue cheese dressing, etc., that there's more flab in that than actually in the Big Mac. You aware of that?
Absolutely true.
Most people aren't aware. And we get peddled these kinds of things coming. It's not just Big Mac McDonald's. It's not just burger whatever. Is that we're now being sold a whole new variation of BS, which is here's the healthy version of the BS. And you're getting these kinds of muffins that are loaded with sugar and fats and trans fat, et cetera, et cetera. You've got a whole you've got people who are eating big loads of fruit and nothing else to contrast it. You follow? Are you in agreement with me here?
Yeah, no, that's true.
People start buying into salads and whatever, and then you load it up with all the best dressings, and it's the dressing that tastes the best. There'd be so many grams of fat in that, you might as well have the cheeseburger. I see this happening frequently now. Stuff that's peddled as healthy, but in fact, it's just as rotten as anything else. Talk to me about granola. Is that as bad for you as cornflakes or what?
About what?
About granola, regular granola.
Well, it depends. I mean, if you go to the health food store and buy organic granola without added sugar and without added fat, then you're okay. But the stuff that's in the box, just read the label. That's all you got to do. The information's already there, but people will not.
But everybody's been misled into reading things like calories. Who even knows what a calorie is? Animal, tell me what a calorie is. See?
That's a girl from... Palm Beach, isn't it?
That was Valerie. And she had a lot of calories. My point is, nobody knows what a calorie is, and it's not calories that you're really watching. And then if you go to look for the fats, and okay, you figured out what that is, and you're not looking at the sugar content. And if you're not looking at the sugar content, it's packed with salt, whatever. And you really have to dig around. How many people do you feel are actually doing that kind of a digging around, sir?
Absolutely, probably about 1% of the population. And you know what really the key is, and I tell my patients this, if you read the label and you can't understand half the words that are on there, number one, it's not good for you, and two, they have 10 different words for sugar, like high fructose corn syrup solids, dextrose, whatever they want to do, and that's usually the first ingredient, and the first one's the one that's in the highest concentration, so that's all you have to do, and if you don't understand the words... Don't buy it.
Yeah, it's also it's an issue of, again, knowing how to decipher what it is you're reading. You know what glucose, corn syrup, etc. is patently, but in terms of what it's made of, no. Like you said, it's a whole lot of other sugar. I'm really aware of it. My sister's been a nutritionist on and off for many years, etc. So, you know, I grew up with it around the ideas around the family, and I still screw it up. The other day I bought some breakfast cereal. I thought it was like regular cornflakes. I read the side of the box, whatever. Obviously, I have enough internal energy that I don't need any sugar here. And I'm reading the side of the box, figured I knew what it was, etc. There was just enough sugar to make me yawn all the rest of the day. So even fooling somebody who's self-aware of these kinds of issues. And what's happening now is when we go into the fast food places like the burger shops, etc., we're peddling, okay, let's talk about smoothies. We're talking to a professional. Here, what do you think of smoothies, my friend?
It really depends what they put in it. I mean, you start adding, high fat milk, and they put extra sugar in there. You can do it with pure fruit. We do it at home. Get some soy milk, light, and throw some bananas, some strawberries, some blueberries, a little bit of honey in it, and you're good to go. But that's not what you're getting in most of the stores.
Okay, yeah, and you just slid by on a real professional manner there without even knowing it. What you just described are all the fruits that people don't usually load into those shakes because they don't taste quite as good as mango, pineapple, etc., etc. You know, what you were just referring to are the lowest sugar fruits available. But that's not a smoothie in my part of the world, man. A smoothie in my part of the world contains either ice cream or it has that super good taste in frozen yogurt that's just packed with enough sugar to go A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, K. And you start, all the best fruit is that yellow stuff because it's that starchified sugar, man. Pineapple, mango, you know, and all these kinds of things. And that's what people are eating in smoothies. I maintain that there's nothing natural about squeezing the juice from 14 apples into one cup and go, it's cool, it's apple juice. What do you think?
There isn't anything natural because how many people could eat 14 apples? But you're forgetting one additional ingredient that actually makes it really good when you put the vodka in there. Really, really well.
I like the way you think, Doc. Thanks for calling Roth Radio. D-Row all the way live. It's all going down like water thrown out of a bucket here. 866-313-3733. Maybe it's my diet. You know, it's too bad he's gone. I want to know what he thought of Red Bull. Is that a food stuff or just...
Isn't that like drinking 9 cups of coffee in a 9-ounce can?
No. Ask him. I don't think there's more than 250 milligrams of caffeine in that, probably. Most people couldn't handle that. There's a lawsuit pending if, you know, they put 500 milligrams, that's like 3 cups of coffee or something in there, and somebody has a heart murmur, then that's, you know, come on, they're suing Tony the Tiger, for Christ's sake.
You could probably dry out the Red Bull and snort it.
Well, let me try now. No, this has got what's called phenylketonuric in it. Wow. Oh, rise and shine. Smell the toxic waste. Mmm, getting kind of used to the taste. Don't go away. I'm going to test my diet, baby. Yeah!
Solamente hacemos esto a primera hora porque te amamos. Your attention, please. David Lee Roth, first thing in the morning. We only do this because we love you.
Play some Leaf Garrett, baby. A little Leaf Garrett, baby. Do you even know who Leif Garrett is? Come on, dance, Robin.
I've been thinking about my young
harder
days,
harder.
And I'm wondering if I've wasted my life away.
He wasted his life away. He's singing to you, baby.
Yeah, he's wasting mine away now.
It's Leif Garrett. Have some respect.
So I'm trying harder every
all right, go to the loop. Go to the loop there, Hutch. Like more appropriate? I think that's a little more appropriate for the news item that we have next here. Couple sentenced in finger hoax. A couple who planted a severed finger in a bowl of Wendy's chili in a scheme to extort money from the fast food chain was sentenced Wednesday to prison terms of 9 years and more than 12 years for claiming that they found Leif Garrett's finger. Did I screw this up? I gotta quit the Red Bull. I need another Red Bull. This is good music for Leif. Like if you had like a sort of a narration, right? And then I'm gonna do... Play the music again from the top there. Just that loop that you got right there. Go ahead. Okay. Here we go. From the top there, Hutch. This is perfect music for the news. Here we go.
You ready?
Swing.
Okay.
Leif Garrett. Made for dancing. Yes, that and getting busted. Garrett's plunge from the heights of teen idoldom continued over the weekend. The former Tiger Beat centerfold jailed on yet another drug charge. I don't mean to laugh. Well, I do, but not loudly. The one-time Outsiders star, now 44, was picked up by cops Saturday after getting caught trying to catch a free ride on a downtown subway. Where did he get caught? Where was this? L.A.?
No, I believe it
is there a downtown subway in L.A.? Have I been here that long?
I think there is, yeah.
Anyways, he was detained at the Pershing Square Red Line station where it was discovered he didn't have a ticket. In a search...
You hate it when that happens.
Never a good time for you to bring it up. Go ahead and bring it up, Robin. What did they find?
They found a little smack.
A little
and
heroin.
Not sugar smack.
It's a little heroin. Garrett is being held without bail because of an outstanding warrant for allegedly violating his probation on a prior drug count, says the officials. He pleaded guilty last March to attempted... How do you have attempted possession of cocaine? You either...
Maybe he was going to score.
And nobody was home?
Or he was going to score from a setup deal, a sting operation.
To attempted possession of cocaine and was placed on probation. He's had a long history of substance abuse problems. Join the club, kid. 1999, he was arrested for cocaine heroin possession after trying to score drugs from an undercover cop. So much for higher learning capacity. The case was eventually dismissed, but not before he was forced to enter rehab. It was his second core, blah, blah, blah. Shortly after topping the charts with 1979, I was made for dancing and losing. The 17-year-old Garrett was rung up for slamming his Porsche into another car, and he paralyzed his buddy in that thing, right? This guy is a walking disaster. What does he look like these days? Is he on the internet here?
I don't have the picture in front of me, but it's in the paper today, and not a pretty picture.
Yeah, I saw the picture when they brought him into court. He doesn't look like the same person at all.
Nobody looks like the same person. Come on, even after a weekend here in New York City, Was it the full?
Alger.
It's like the Nick Nolte mugshot.
No. This looks like Les Hollander. Leif Garrett grins in 1978 publicity photo. Well, we all look like that, but then definitely not. You see this booking here. Wow, former teen idol Leif Garrett booked on heroin. What do you think's going on here? What has he been doing for a living all this time?
Do you know that in 2004 he had a song called Betty Ford for Christmas?
Get out of here, really?
I swear to God, it's on some website.
Well, all art is autobiographical, right? Where does he go from here? What happens? Who's our other friend, the actor?
Robert Downey.
Robert Downey Jr. Yeah. And, he started partying. His father was, he's very open about it. It's one of those things, if he's going to smoke pot, he should do it with his parents first. At least I can keep track of him.
He was like 4 or 6 or something.
Something really screwy there. And now you can win him as a prize at the Golden Globes. He'll come over and sleep on your couch. Actually, he's one of the greatest actors bouncing around. I'm not kidding.
I agree.
And one of the saddest parts of it is that now the insurance to have him on your in your picture, in your show or whatever, he'd be one of the first top 10 actors I can think of. He's up there with De Niro, Sean Penn. He's up there with a lot of great actors. But he costs a lot because you got to get the insurance. Everybody once bitten, 3 times shy, that if you don't show up at the time, then, you got to pay for it. Wow, what if he disappears and we have to suspend production or something? That's prevented him for a lot of shows. What's he in lately? I just saw him in something. Downey Jr.
Let's see.
Anyways, Leif Garrett, though, where does he go from this? This is interesting. He becomes a drug counselor. Those who can't teach. Well, that's why I teach. Roth Radio, New York, Philadelphia, teaching Dallas, Boston, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, West Palm Beach. You know where I saw Leif recently? Was Dickie Roberts' Child Star. That movie about Dave Spade was in it as the child, the guy who's grown up, like Leif Garrett, and he decides to become a kid again. And there's a scene where all of these guys, all of these child stars, Corey Haim, Corey whatever, and Garrett.
Feldman
is there, Garrett is there, and Spade is there, and they're all grown-up child stars wondering, I don't get it, Brad Pitt, I don't get it. And they all look like on this page. 70s teen idol, just can't. Leaf his heroin alone, L-E-I-F. Use a pun, go to jail.
I'm very happy to report that Robert Downey has 7 movies in production.
Good for him.
And he's done a whole lot. He also put an album out recently called The Futurist.
Uh-oh.
The Futurist.
I get a little jumpy when actors start putting out records.
William Shatner.
William Shatner does not make me jumpy. Bill has a sense of humor, and he knows better. He knows different. You know what? I'm going to acquiesce already. I'm not sure what that means, but I'm going to do it. Because Jamie Foxx sounds great when he sings. And when you look at his video, Rido's just as good with any of the other bling bikini parties going around the rooftop pool that I see on BET. I'm going to think on that just for a second. What happens is that actors are acting, and when you're singing, that's a moment of honesty, if you do it correctly, right? Can you name me a Leif Garrett song?
No, it was the one that was in there.
Okay, now listen to the lyrics. Can you play that song one more time? Can you play Leif's song one more
Absolutely.
Time here? Right. Listen to the lyrics of this, and from what year is this tune? This is Providential. Take a peek. Go, Leif. Sing it to Daddy, baby. Listen to these lyrics.
I've been thinking about my younger days, and I'm wondering if I've wasted my life away. Will I break on through?
All right. Be careful what you sing about, huh?
Talk about manifest destiny.
Ooh, running with the devil.
Plus, thinking about my younger days, what was he, 19 when he did that song?
He doesn't have any younger days. He's 40. That's young.
But when was that?
I have no idea.
That had to be from the 70s or 80s, right?
It sounds like 80s.
Yeah.
This is called Tear Up This Town. Take a look.
I think that's 80s. That's an 80s sound. It sounds like 80s production on the guitars and those 80s kind of lyrics. I stood and I fought because I'm a fighter. Anyways, Roth Radio.
Well, he was born in 61.
Okay.
Mr. Garrett.
So he grew up in the early 70s. You know, he had that experience, and then now it's catching up with him, huh? Wow.
Poor baby.
Well, now what? He goes into rehab for how long? He goes to, like, Courtney Love-size rehab.
Yeah, until the court order goes away.
Oh, and yeah, that's going to be, like, months and months worth. I'll bet you he becomes a drug counselor. You want to bet?
What else are you going to do?
Those who can't teach. I wish I could, but I can't. I don't want to lose the car cash commercial.
I don't get the coke and heroin thing. One's going to bring you up. One's going to bring you down. Isn't that a push?
I guess if you divvy it up, I don't know from personal experience, but I guess if you divvy it up exactly in ratio to each other, then when you're done, you feel exactly the way you started.
That's what it seems to me. Or maybe you need to choke yourself while you're doing it to heighten the nothing happening.
Choke her out, animal. Let's see.
Hey!
Auto-asphyxiation, right? Maybe he'll get into that next. Get the same buzz. I got a thing, email from Oklahoma City. Can't wait until I talk our local rock station into carrying your morning show. Excited for you. That comes from Oklahoma City. And from Boston, Massachusetts, from Sean. It says, Animal for President. I love this guy. Well, it's certainly going to be Animal would stand a better chance of winning than Leif Garrett.
I will put two rabbits in a pot, and I will put a cake in everybody's mailbox. Vote for me, Animal.
All we are saying is give peace a chance, right?
Yeah, peace.
What was the song they sang during Raise Civil Rights?
We shall overcome.
Yeah, that's right. There's your premise, man.
Someday.
I don't know if you could actually run for run for president.
Animal's song might be We Shall Overeat.
Yeah.
You could.
What are we eating, Robbie?
Hillary Clinton.
See, she should invest it. Now, her husband should invest it in Red Bull. So if you put Red Bull on the spot, it would disappear.
I didn't get it, but I loved it. Roth Radio, New York, Philly, Dallas, Boston, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, West Palm Beach. Animal, are you going to buy one of those evidence kits that we found from Dave Vitale, the private investigator?
No, I'm going to put this on a computer geek point of view. You know how you like get the software to stop your virus and everything, and then they come up with a disc, they're like, boom, don't open it. So everybody that goes home with a spot, spray it with Red Bull.
Animal, you lost me.
Well, so Red Bull will get rid of all evidence. That's what I meant.
You'll be able to run away. We should get an endorsement from Red Bull. You know what? We got an endorsement here.
Thank you, Creed, for sending some wonderful Creed products.
I told you that the world is listening. You didn't believe me. No, we were talking about people wearing cologne and aftershave and perfumes
smells,
and everything like this, and you just that,
I said my husband wears Creed, and I picked it out for him, and lo and behold, the magic Creed fairy showed up.
Okay, well, that's a hell of a commentary.
Do you know that the...
Just because he sells aftershave on him.
The Prince of England wears Creed.
Which prince? There's no Prince of England, is
What's
there?
The Elizabeth's son.
Prince of Wales.
The Prince
of Wales.
Wales. Oh, right.
Pardon
that
me.
Oh, right, that one.
Prince Big Ears.
That's right.
Which one of them just went into the army? Do you know?
William? William, yeah.
Whatever. I'm putting Creed on. Here we go.
Oh, this is a first.
Oh, look at this.
Oh, I thought it was soap. It's actually cologne.
No, this is, this is cologne. Here we
You're
go.
Putting cologne
You
on?
Might want to smell it first, because you're going to be living with it all day.
Here we go. We'll put it, like, right here.
This is against all the D-Row regulations.
Right? Oh, man. Yeah. I'm going to have to knock him off of me with a stick. No, you can smell it from here.
I smell it, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, did you die day?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not even sure what a creed is, but I think I have one now. I got a color. I got a race. Hutch is signaling me. Ugly finger meanings. No, you got a race out of here. Roth Radio. Robin, thanks for joining us today. Animal.
Yeah, yeah.
Be young. You are so be bad, Hutch. Aldous Huxley.
My pleasure, as always.
Roth Radio. You can call me D-Row from now on. If you had a great time, tell a friend. If you had a really, really creepy time, tell an enemy. We're coming back anyway. It's in the contract, baby.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
Where's that
good.
Testing kiss? I'm taking it over to Scores.
David Lee Roth. Weekday mornings.